Support for the Owsley Moment comes from Gordy Fine Art and Framing Company, promoting and selling pottery, jewelry, glass, paintings, and prints by East Central Indiana artists, and showing new paintings by Alan Patrick now through September 29th. More at gordyframing.com.
I'm Martin Tebow, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Among the David Owsley Museum of Art's photography collection, John M. Davola's Zuma No. 21 stands out thanks to its unusual combination of natural beauty and man-made destruction. Standing inside of a house in Malibu, California, Davola photographed a pastel sunset through a set of broken windows. Shards of glass and spray-painted silver dashes on the wall and molding stand between the viewer and the purples and oranges of the descending sun. The colors are bright, the light is strange, and the atmosphere is eerie and gorgeous at the same time. Davola returned to this dilapidated house several times to complete his Zuma series in 1977 and 1978. The house was in a constant state of flux, as it was used by the local fire department for firefighting practice, and Davola himself would write graffiti and move objects around. The photographs in this series always incorporate views of the beach and sky outside, and the contrast between the house and its surroundings is surreal. In the end, the house was completely destroyed, but its natural surroundings persisted. Davola described his process as one of visceral involvement, and the photographs chart the wondrous evolution of the place. We'd like to thank Ball State student Mackenzie Rubel for her research. The David Owsley Museum of Art is open weekdays 9 to 4:30 and weekends 1:30 to 4:30. More information can be found on the web at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment and bsu.edu/artmuseum.